section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Blow in the bottle. It's not a way to live your life.
Cap-centric.
Does everybody's microphones work?
That's a big one.
There's no way to live my life.
You'll notice that is different. It broke last night, and now we have fixed it.
Which part broke?
I put a whole new part on.
Okay.
Here we go.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Beaver Lake, Kentucky, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Pokemon No, IBWIP News Bulletin, 'Cause I Said So, Who Is You, and an accidental suicide note with your co-host, the Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon, The Voice, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid, and now your host, Blake Clayton!
Welcome everyone to episode 258 of It Burns on IP. I am your host, the Podcasting God. Holy cow, what was that?
It was a chipmunk.
This is going to be a very different kind of episode, one we've never done. We have a special guest who was not announced, is in the studio. So nobody can say any cuss words. Everybody has to talk really, really calmly. That's all I can tell you for right now.
Oh, jeez.
So if you guys are drinking beer, just pass it around. I'm sure our special guest will...
Everyone's drinking beer but you.
Yes. And with each passing day... becomes more and more of a reality. First, you know him as the Heartland Heartthrob. You also known as the Brett Conlon Bump. Longtime friend of the show and special guest often. It's the one only Brett Conlon. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey.
I love you, Brett.
It's been a while since you did this. You're a father now.
I am. Well, again.
You're a second time father.
I was a father before.
I apologize. So, you know, just try to feel your way into it. Just try to remember what it was like to be funny and cool and stuff.
Yeah.
Before you...
I wore my dad flip-flops today.
I noticed that. I noticed that.
I got two kids now, so I'm like, hey, you know what? Eli and I have flip-flops for the rest of my life.
With socks.
With socks. I'm not messing around.
Yare got her knocked up, so yep, she's right. Not gonna leave you over fashion sense.
My baby daddy's shoes,
socks,
flip flops,
sandals. Ugh.
What a fucking loser! But now I gotta stay with them. No, because actually, legally, she doesn't.
No,
and I know that
a woman's right to choose.
We all know that.
I'm sure you keep that in the back of your mind at all times.
Molly's like, I want to have a baby. I'm like, hell no.
You're like, Molly, they aren't married. Just remember that.
Right, they're just still in love. They're still that love stuff. Sitting across from me, I just noticed that this shirt that he is wearing is a t-shirt. B is not from the Goodwill. It has got to be a corporate sponsored t-shirt. Let's welcome to the show the Bottle Cap Kid, Jason.
Hello, all my friends.
Yes.
It's better than Goodwill because this was a free shirt that I got at work. So.
Keeping it clean in 2015.
Yeah.
That kind of rhymes.
Is that talking about the room quality or
just your
genitals?
No, all of our hotel staff, we had one of those. It's like a blood bank truck that pulls up, but instead it's for all STDs.
Oh, okay.
So everyone is clean at the hotel.
Awesome.
Were you guys the only facility in Illinois that was clean?
Well, I didn't take the test.
As management, you don't have to.
I circumnavigated herpes.
He has been on the show numerous times. I guess you could almost say a full-fledged co-host.
I would say so. I am coming up on... Shit. I think it's my 60th
birthday
episode, at least.
Wow.
I mean, I've been on the show for 2.5 years.
Jeez.
I know, right?
Give him some credit.
Where credit is due. Let's welcome to the show, Dappercaster, The Voice, Dustin.
What in the butt? Let's get things cracking.
keep building on it.
He added, yeah, he's building on it.
I thought after that spiel you'd throw co-host in there, but you didn't.
Well, if I, right. if
still
I
haven't
say,
made it yet.
If I say if I say co-host, then Jason will get upset.
I will? Uh-oh.
Well, you know. And we also, back in the background, we have Nani is here with her beautiful daughter,
whoops,
Waylon, and Brett.
That was her burping, yeah, by the way.
Yes, very good.
Totally she's milk burp.
It's all that Indian food we gave her for lunch.
My baby loves Thai food.
You said beautiful, and I'm so glad you said baby afterwards, because there are other things about Nani that I know you appreciate.
If he would have said beautiful babies.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just making eye contact with you so I don't get in trouble. Oh. Brett, when
she doesn't breastfeed. Sorry.
But did
you just say, in my mind, she does? Is that what you're getting ready to say?
No, but I was going to say, but still, even if you don't, your body's natural tendency is to
whip them out,
gorge your breasts.
What minute are we into the show?
Oh, darn, I forgot to push record. Hey, let's start it over again. Oh, boy. We have a great show for you this evening.
Hold on a second. Your arm, it looks like it's leaking. What happened to it? What happened? What is that?
I got in a fight with a robot?
You're missing your dermis and your epidermis, I think.
It looks like a Pokemon ball.
It kind of does.
The wound does.
I just thought it looked like Fight Club, like Tyler Durden, you know, with the lie, and then he kisses, and then
I forgot
burns.
About that part.
When yeah. When I first did it, it kind of looked like an introverted nipple, because the middle of it, is there's a perfect circle that is not burnt all the way around this kind of...
It's your arm nipple.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were going to be like the guy from the Breakfast Club. Like, this is what happens when you spill paint in the garage.
You want to come over sometime?
Yeah, my dad really loves me.
Go make that pot pie.
No, I got in a fight with a piece of metal that was being welded, and so now I cannot go like this.
But it looks like a Pokemon ball.
It does look like a Pokemon ball.
And that's a segue into talking about Pokemon Go.
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 We've all heard about it.
All.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Did not know about that song until recently. So on Facebook a couple weeks ago, we see, Pokemon Go, whatever, didn't think anything about it. Next thing you know...
It's taking over the world.
It's taking over the world. Every podcast, every talk show has talked about it. Well, we got it to do, too, because it has hit close to home. Everybody that knows me knows that I have a tendency to get wrapped up and obsessed with stuff.
What?
Nani's Breasts,
Utopia.
Podcasting, Utopia.
Will not go away.
Utopia was the greatest show in the world. I will not close the book on Utopia.
Let's take this moment to close the book.
What do you think Red's up to these days?
Utopia fan fiction?
I'm gonna write some. What was I say? Oh, so I come home from work one day, and Molly is standing out in the back patio facing the cemetery.
Uh-oh. Catching a Charizard or something?
Well, that's the thing. She's like, we got to go over
there's
to...
There's ghost Pokemons.
There's ghost-a-mons. She's like, we got to go over to these Pokestops, and I got to get Pokeballs. And next thing you know, I find myself now
humoring
driving. What?
Humoring her?
Oh yes, it's strictly for a blowjob. It's strictly doing this for sexual.
You're like, poke these balls. Hey! You know what I'm saying?
I'll drive through the cemetery, but while I'm doing it, you're gonna have to jerk me off. But she says,
fair compromise.
Yeah, she's like, this, you know, Eli's playing this game. I'm like, but Eli never has his phone, and you're the one with a driver's license. So we're always checking for Pokemon everywhere we go. We have found that if we go to the ice cream store down the street, they have a Pokestop, and the line there, Dustin, you probably know it, D&D's is always really long.
Did you say D&D's?
Isn't that what it is?
It's double D's, which I think you would remember, given your breast fixation.
We got a show title already.
You have a ice cream store down the street called Double D's, and you just called it Dungeons and Dragons.
Two very different things.
Oh, totally.
But it has a Pokestop. And
what is a Pokestop?
It's where you can go and get Pokeballs.
Okay.
It's like it's just like a stop where you place where you power up.
Okay.
And their building is a Pokestop. So, but and you can refresh that Pokestop every 5 minutes. So if you stand in the if you're in the drive-thru of the ice cream store, you can that's about 20 minutes usually easy. You can get a 4 Pokestops. That's 12 Pokemon balls.
You're waiting 20 minutes in line for ice cream?
Somebody's not doing their job.
Boy.
It's always busy. That place is always busy.
It's because of this damn Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. You're not the only one who's figured out this secret.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And then this cemetery has like 7 Pokemon stops in it.
That's weird.
The one across the river over out by Grand Prairie, over across from like Will Knowles.
Yeah.
There's like 20 or 30 of them in there, and like 3 of them are like in the little Mason area. The Masons. It's really freaky.
Yeah, I just, I'm trying to think of this as an outsider. I mean, I don't play the game, but like if I knew my grandmother's grave, people were like going out there to catch a Bulbasaur or something, and they're like hanging around. It's like, she's been dead 2 months. Let her rest.
Right.
She doesn't care about your Pokemon. Get off her grave.
Yeah, I don't like going through the cemeteries either. And I won't do it after night. We can sit here and look out the back patio at night, and you see it's like brake lights, and it's like a parade, a Pokemon parade. People
you're
are just
not
going
supposed
to be
in the cemetery after dark.
You shouldn't.
I've seen the signs that says beware.
I saw the sign.
By. And it opened up your eyes?
Opened up my eyes.
You've played it.
No, I haven't. I have not downloaded it. Okay. Molly plays it.
But
we down the river. We went down to the riverfront one night.
Very popular spot. Yes.
There was on East Peoria, on East Peoria side.
Oh, they
East
had
Peoria.
A meetup, I think, over the last
yeah.
yesterday. Yeah,
but they we were on the East Peoria side. It was like 9:30 at night, and there was 50 people walking around. And then there's we look over, and there is a group of about 10 adults. I'm not going to lie; they're adults. Standing by the back wall of the Walmart holding their phone trying to catch this Pokemon that was inside of the building. So naturally, we went over and caught it and went back to our car. So this is taking over our house. So the problem with this, if anybody – I don't think I've ever talked about it, but Molly has a very difficult time with data usage. Okay.
Okay.
And she also
does. Yeah, you're using a lot of data. You ain't on Wi-Fi.
And
if you're
she also
around.
Does not like when I point out where we are in our data.
Mm-hmm.
I like so to tell her, hey,
you like give her like a PowerPoint presentation with so, a well, no, graph. And
I go and I say, oh, just to let you know, this is our first week, and we already have used up 3 of the 10.
Ugh.
But if you didn't tell her and you went over, you'd be it's a damned if you do,
right.
damned if you don't.
So this is a fight that we've had for months and months and months, and now it's just being.
Do you guys share the data?
Yes, we share it.
So it's less porn that you get to watch.
Oh, I only,
the more
I only,
Pokemon she plays.
No, he only watches that when he's connected
on
to his
Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay.
Wi-Fi. So, yeah. So, like, right now, we've used almost 1 gig in 2 days.
So you guys share
days.
10.
Right.
10 gigs between the two of you, and you're 1 or 2 days into your plan.
And she's already used a gig.
Bah. That's no good.
But she's like, oh, you know.
The
this
phone
is,
companies have to love this.
This
oh,
is
no, yeah,
Eli's
the winners here.
Oh, yeah.
They probably invented it.
There's like, this is right. Eli's game. I'm like, well, that's funny because I saw you rip the phone out of his hand to catch the Pokemon because he was just wasting Pokeballs not being able to catch it. She's like, well, it was a very special Pokemon.
Who gives
a
shit?
Rare.
What?
I hear people talking about rare Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. What do you get once you acquire these Pokemon?
Not a damn thing.
You don't get reimbursement on your gas that you've used to drive
all around
town.
I equivalent it to like when Farmville was a thing. Like people were like spending actual money on
right.
Like I bought
Bitcoins?
This upgrade for my farm and I'm like, but.
Bitch, you ain't got no farm.
Yeah.
You live in the burbs.
I don't want to tell you it's not real.
Well, at least with, I mean, because it is kind of like geocaching in a way. But with geocaching, you go to the place, there is something there.
There's
you
something
assign
physical.
Assign a log. Right. It's a little, you know, this, it's just endless nonsense. It's just, you're not doing anything. And so we're down the river from front. It's, you know, it's kind of dark, but there's, you know, some lights or something.
If there was a Pokemon in the river, would you jump in?
No.
To catch it?
No.
If it was a very rare
nope.
Pokemon?
I wouldn't even
would Molly
climb through the wall of Walmart,
like David Copperfield
right.
in the Great Wall of China.
So we're walking against the we're walking along the waterfront, and I glance down because I don't have my phone in my face. I glance over and there's about 12 or 15 ducks.
And those course, are real Pokemon.
There was a bunch of people standing around. I said, Eli, look away from your phone. Those are real ducks.
Fuck that.
And everybody started laughing. And then I wanted to turn around and go, I'm making a joke about all of you.
And they're like, they did can, you say Psyduck? Is that a Psyduck?
Oh my God, is that Psyduck? I don't even know all
the well, this brings up a
joke's
good question.
On you.
So you have not played yourself.
No,
you've
I
been,
will not.
You've been extremely adjacent to it being played.
I've, yes.
Who else here has played it or has been by people playing?
I've
like,
never. I've been next to people that have.
But like people that
played,
you were with and hanging out with?
Yeah.
No, I've seen it on the internet, and I know my daughter plays it, but I have not seen it.
I've never seen like anything physically happen. Because apparently there's no Pokemon in our house, right?
Just checking.
Yeah. Well,
we had a couple friends over. I was like, did you guys find anything? Is there like something I can lure strangers into my house with?
There's incense. There's Pokemon incense you can use.
Oh. I see. Are they also virtual? Are they?
Virtual incense, yes.
Really?
Brett, did you grow up playing or watching Pokemon in any capacity?
No.
Because I feel like this is...
I feel like people my age must have. I don't know what I was doing
when it first came out. I don't know what else I was doing. I'm older than you.
Yeah. I was probably actually playing something cool outside.
There you go.
Like playing guns or
G.I. Joe.
Something like that.
Kick the can.
Yeah. Oh, we used to play the shit out of Kick the Can. Like the whole neighborhood, like two blocks of kids just like...
The Pokemon Go...
Back in my day!
I never watched Pokemon growing up. I didn't have the cards. I didn't have the toys. I didn't care about it. And I don't really care about this. It does not affect me at all. Dustin, do you have any desire to play Pokemon Go whatsoever?
No.
None at all.
Even if it's to spend time with your daughter? Like, can you get to drive or something? Hey, kid,
She's on her phone. She's on her phone enough.
I'm just teasing. That's
when
horrible.
I have her on the weekends,
I feel horrible.
The last thing I need is another excuse for her to be on her phone even more. Yeah. Like, I have to be like, hey... I haven't watched this show in 2 weeks because I saved it so we could catch up together, and you're on Instagram the whole goddamn time. Yeah. So no, I'm not going to play Pokemon with my daughter.
Jason, you still have the elusive unlimited data.
I do.
This is the perfect opportunity.
Oh, you should let people use your phone.
You could be a Pokemaster.
You could be a Pokemaster.
That is a good idea. I could rent out my phone.
You could rent out your phone. They can log into their username.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Charge a premium.
Be like $20 a day. Just
for all, it's an extra service at your hotel.
That's right.
You know.
That and
the Polka package.
That sounds dirty.
There's a daughter package and a mother package. The daughter, you give her your phone while you poke her mom. Go play in the yard. You can't get back until you find a Pikachu.
That actually happened to me today. We have a toad at home. And I said to my daughter, hey, get outside. Stop playing with your damn iPad. You can't come back in until you find a toad. So she, I actually had her searching for an actual real-life creature today.
That's the parent always says, hey, you know, they go outside and they throw three quarters out and tell you they can't come in the house until they find four quarters. I'm not impressed with the Pokemon. As soon as it gets cold, everybody will stop playing. When everybody realizes that they're not getting anything, there's nothing to gain.
It's like every other internet craze. It's going to be super popular for about 3 weeks, and then gradually people will start to lose interest.
In a couple weeks, it's beat out Tinder. It's got more usage than Twitter.
Well, think about
In the United States. It's just
Angry Birds was such a big thing. Yeah. It was for such a long time.
No, nobody cares.
They got t-shirts and everything. T-shirts?
With
Whoa.
Angry Birds on them.
I mean, after a while, they're like, oh, here's a new Angry Birds. And then people will be interested again. That'll happen with Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
This thing is big enough and powerful enough to where absolutely it'll taper off, but then they'll introduce something new. It'll spike right back up, and they'll taper off.
They're going to put Pokemon Go and Tinder together.
Going to fuck that Charizard?
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Swipe left to see my Charizard. So, I don't know. I'm gonna update you guys on my data plan each passing week.
Please do.
Thank you.
And I'm just figuring that I have a very good leg to stand on when it comes to a divorce soon. Right?
It's coming.
It's coming. It is.
It's time for an IBWIP news bulletin. On the subject of Pokemon Go, let's just go right into it. Man quits job to become full-time Pokemon Go player. He obviously doesn't have a long-term plan like we just talked about.
He must not need money that much. He's like, I didn't need this job anyway.
Yeah, I just do this, you know, for the free fries.
Some people really need to catch them all. A New Zealand man has quit his job to fully devote himself to hunting Pokemon. Tom Curry, 24, who was working as a barista and bartender at a restaurant on the Hibiscus Coast when he was overcome by Pokemon Go mania. I wanted to have an adventure, he told The Guardian. I've been working for 6 years, and I was desperate for a break. And Pokemon gave me the chance to live that dream.
This is my whole problem with the game, is people have... This is one of the arguments I've heard, is that, like, it got me out into the world, and I was like, what was wrong with the world before? Why couldn't you be like this guy?
Oh, I couldn't take my phone adventure. With me right. before.
I'm
I live in New Zealand. There's nothing beautiful to look at in New Zealand.
He works as a bartender on the coast.
Right.
That guy's got it made in the shade.
He's
got
to be getting it sounds like to the left of him.
No, he wants the Pokemon to the right and Pokemon to the left. He's not even...
He's
unless
Poontang
is a Pokemon. He plans to take a two-month trip around New Zealand in his quest to catch all... the creatures in the game. As of this week, he already had at least 90 of the 151. Luckily, his mother approves. Well, she's nuts. Tom is very spur-of-the-moment independent kid he always has been.
He's special ed. Is what
she's probably folding his laundry and
I was
going to
say, I guarantee he's
right
living at home. His Nana and I don't understand the game, but I remember him loving it in his childhood. I am just glad he is out enjoying his life and seeing so much in New Zealand. I back him 100%. She's going to have to back him and financially support him probably for the next decade.
And New Zealand is where they released it the first day. They released it in New Zealand. That was the first.
Was it really?
Yeah, they didn't do it like all over the world in one day because of the servers and stuff. So New Zealand was the first like couple days. Then it was, and then the third one was like the United States.
When you and your friends have to physically go for a walk or run to catch a rare Pokemon in the area, and you all catch it, that is definitely a highlight, he told the BBC.
Do you have to run?
Do
they run away
run?
From you?
Yeah, they disappear.
Are they elusive creatures?
They will move on you, but you don't have to run.
Well,
it's GPS.
He's above and beyond.
If there's like three people and you catch one, does it disappear for
no,
the other people?
They,
or
you,
they can still
you
get
all
it?
Three? I believe all three. Just,
see, I think it should be once one person catches it, it's never available again, because that's how real Pokemon are, aren't they?
That's what I... And I was just imagining people on Black Friday fighting over a flat screen TV, and like, what would happen if the fucking Pokemon disappears?
Right. Oh boy,
all hell's gonna break
mayhem.
Loose.
Speaking of Black Friday, that reminds me of a song. 82-year-old America's Got Talent star goes full metal with Drowning Pool. They're a match made in heavy metal heaven. John Hetlinger majorly rocked out with Drowning Pool at the Chicago Open Air Festival on Friday. The 82-year-old retired aerospace engineer, who in June stunned the AGT audience with his ear-splitting rendition of Bodies, is seen performing the same song alongside his heroes in video that's going viral. According to music website Consequence of Sound, Drowning Pool guitarist CJ Pierce reached out to Hetlinger about joining the group on stage after seeing his audition. It's awesome to see an 82-year-old man get out there and just belt out some metal, Pierce told Loudwire. Whether it was our song or any song, it's just killer to see him do that. Now, I watched the video of this gentleman up on stage performing, "Let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor." And he was off time the entire...
Well, he was quite nervous. It was, or you saw him.
I
with
saw
the band
with the band up on stage.
Well, it's different when you're live because I sing Brett Collins songs all the time in the car.
Yeah,
but when you're there, it's completely different.
Yeah, I mean he's 82.
Key, I don't
whatever.
Even know
but
this
like,
man's part of the greatest generation.
Yeah,
and his heroes
are Drowning
Pool.
Pool.
Can anyone name a song by Drowning Pool besides
other than
Bodies?
That, I can
if anybody
I can name a couple other albums, but no songs on the albums.
All I know about them is that I used to work with a guy at a factory who every single day rode into the parking lot blaring that song.
I know the original lead singer
is
dead.
Is that how he pumped himself up?
Yeah, so that's like his motivating song.
I don't know. I thought it was drug-related.
Drug-induced heart attack, maybe. Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, I'm like,
his body
I can't
certainly hit the floor.
Yes.
Boom. He's like, I wrote this song literally... to describe my own death.
He was like, how ironic that I'm dying this way.
Isn't it ironic? My body's hitting the floor. Isn't it ironic? Good job, old man.
Yeah, good job, old guy. Enjoy your 15 minutes of fame on the internet.
Well, it took him 89 years to get that 15 minutes.
The internet wasn't even around when he was...
That was in three world wars.
When he retired, the internet wasn't a thing.
Right.
Yeah. He probably got done singing like, you guys aren't going to put that on my book, are you? Or whatever it is.
All right. This top 10 best porn films list may arouse controversy. A lot of people judge a porn film by one thing alone. Blake, what do you judge porn films on?
If there's an Asian girl on the cover.
That's kind of what I had a feeling.
And let me just say, Dustin is a really good friend of mine, and he made me feel so good the other night.
Aww.
I got a text message from him that had a picture of two women, and he said, "Which one's the Asian?" And I'm like,
"No, I said which one's Asianier."
Which one's Asianier?
More Asian-y, I think, was proper.
And I chose number two,
and that was the right answer.
Damn right it was. Yep. So, you know, some people say we podcast, it doesn't mean anything, but in actuality, it does, because over the years I've become a connoisseur of the Asian
connoisseur.
Connoisseur?
I was trying to be appropriate. There's a baby on board.
My favorite type of dinosaur.
Connoisseur Rex? Is that what?
Their judging is, does it help them reach the point of no return? In 1983, Paul Fishbein co-created Adult Video News, AVN, as
the AVN
you
Awards,
may have heard,
yes.
A business magazine about the adult film industry. The goal of the magazine was to report on the porn biz the same way Variety or Hollywood Reporter reported on showbiz. While he sold the magazine in 2010, that didn't stop the porn connoisseur, see what I did there, from creating X-rated, the greatest adult movies of all time that debuted in 2015 on Showtime. Now, number one, Nothing to Hide from the great year of 1981. Was a good year, right,
good
Jason?
Year. Good year for the roses.
Yep.
What you guys? Okay, Blake. Obviously, you got a couple Chinamen on the front. Hot flick,
right?
Brett, I know you got a lady in the room, but if you're Googling something,
Bush. The bush has got to be huge.
George W. or H.W.?
No, the crotchal region.
Oh.
You mean the actual, like hairiness? Or,
yeah, it's
like,
got to
like
be
big flappy.
Got to be enormous.
Big flappy wings.
Jeez. Meat curtains?
You dated a girl with
flying squirrel.
Yeah, that's what it looked like a couple times.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't really have a preference.
So big bushes?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty easy going.
Nothing?
If there's a naked chick, I'm like, okay.
I'm not going to kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
How do you judge the quality of a porn?
Well, I was going to say, like, I've got some DVDs, but they're all like of the novelty line. Like, I find it amusing to, like we mentioned Breakfast Club earlier, I have a Breakfast Club porn parody.
What's it called?
It's just called the Breakfast Club Triple X or something like, or This Is Not the Breakfast Club.
Easy.
They're entertaining. I have an old school Batman, like 1960s style Batman.
Oh, I've heard that's not that old, is it? I've heard of that one.
No, it's just supposed to be like the old 66 Batman series.
Remember when we had
the acting and all these is incredible.
Oh yeah, they're funny.
We had the porn a couple of porn sisters we interviewed a couple years ago, and they had remade some Indiana Jones films,
sure.
Right? I think it was Kingdom of the Crystal Skull Fuck, wasn't it? Was one of them?
Yeah. What about the Temple of Poon?
It was Temple of Poon.
You know, we've kind of gotten spoiled with having the internet, because no more do we have to go and get a whole DVD and fast forward or rewind or whatever or suffer through. We can just say, oh, here's 10 minutes of, you know, this MILF.
Fellatio.
Yeah. And so I just scroll through. And, you know, now on the internet, like on xhamster.com, it gives you hundreds of
Is there a new sponsor?
That's his favorite. That's his only one I'll use.
Every time I'm on the show, you mention them.
I only know about it because of this show.
It's the only one I'll use. But, you know, I can
is that their slogan?
What? It's the only one I'll use.
Blake Clayton said it.
So best. Now I don't have to sit through that. Now, Dustin even offered to give me a free video.
What? Not Fuzzbucket?
No. A free
fuck bucket.
A free DVD. I was at his former place of employment. And I was back in that area just talking to him. You know, while I'm looking around,
two dudes looking at porn together.
And it was this.
I was behind the counter. He was just looking.
Yeah, we had a counter between us.
Pants up, Clayton.
And it was a big fat booty, black girl booty thing. He's like, go ahead and take it if you want. I was like, no. But
the ones that we'd marked down to $3.99 that we'd had forever.
Right.
Yeah. Big booty hose.
Yeah.
It was
good
series. They're still there, I'm sure, if you want to go pick them up.
I was at a friend of mine's house one time and was like, hey, can I use your computer? And he must have like left whatever he was doing up before that. And I was going, it was like blackpussygirls.com. And I was just like, never was able to look at him the same.
It's funny, like, Molly's like, so what do you, what kind of videos do you watch when I'm not here? I'm like, I'm not about to tell you that.
That is weird.
Some of the stuff I watched, I mean,
I'm ashamed of it.
Oh, yeah. No,
I think
while I'm watching it,
while
I'm watching it, I'm going, this is awfully good. But I would never, like, you know, if you're there's porn that you watch with your partner, and there's porn that you watch alone in the middle of the day where you know nobody in your whole apartment complex is home, and you can feel like, I can watch this for 10 minutes and I won't hate myself. But then when you get done, you cry a little bit.
And then you use that for lube.
Yeah.
It is funny because you're right. I think we could all admit, oh, yeah, we watch internet porn. But to get to the specifics, I think you're right. There is a certain amount of shame to say, what am I Googling specifically or putting in the search engine of Hex Hamster? I was just talking to a young girl recently, not young, but of age, to where we were talking about.
I was talking to this young girl.
This 12-year-old girl.
That predator
guy
is going to bust through the door.
She was playing Pokemon.
Would you like to sit
down,
car.
Well, we were talking about pornography, and it did not come up what specifically we're interested in, which is good,
right?
Because I don't think I'd want to talk about that,
right?
I think, like I said, we both admitted, you know, we will watch on occasion, me probably more so than her, but we didn't get into specifics, and I'm glad because I think there's a certain amount of like, oh, that's really personal. Like,
We're four dudes just sitting around talking about porn, but there's no way that we would admit what some of the stuff we watch.
I would say so. All the shit fetishes.
Oh boy!
So
well, that got weird. Off.
I feel great.
So yeah, I'll just read off the top 10 here. Yeah. You guys can mention if you've seen any of them. Number one, Nothing to Hide.
Seen
from
it.
1981. Number two, The Opening of Misty Beethoven.
Seen
from
it.
1975. Number three, Scoundrels from 1982.
I have it on me.
Supposedly Ron Jeremy's best porn performance ever.
Oh.
All right, number four, we're actually going to get into years that we probably were watching porn. 2005, The New Devil in Miss Jones. This was a remake that...
porn remake.
It had Jenna Jameson
in
the role of Miss Jones, and the original Miss Jones makes a cameo.
Isn't there a name snafu there? Shouldn't have Jenna Jameson's name been like Genital Jameson? Wouldn't that have been better?
I remember how sexy she was, and then you see her now, you're just like, oh, it does take
a toll. Well, she got the duck face going.
Yeah, it does take a toll on you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was the drugs, too.
And dating Tito Ortiz or being married to him or whatever.
Oh, the wrestler.
He's an MMA guy.
Wrestler.
Yeah.
They're the same thing.
Porn stars married to MMA guys don't work out too well. Just ask Christy Mack.
Remember we did that whole thing?
Yeah. So number five was Blonde Ambition. We all remember that one.
Sure.
That Madonna did a tour.
Great tour. Yeah.
That's right.
Where she fucked everybody on stage, apparently. Nice. Number six, Fallen from 2008. It makes the cut because star Jessica Drake manages to have sex in every type of possible combination while still giving a great acting performance as an angel stuck in purgatory.
Whoa.
That one sounds interesting. It does not star Denzel Washington.
What about John Goodman? Is he in it?
Maybe. It says every possible combination. So she wanted to fuck Dan Connor. Number seven, Corruption from 2006. Fishbean gives 2006 Corruption high marks for the way it touches on issues like First Amendment rights and freedom of expression while still having lots of hot sex.
Yeah. One hand over my heart while the other hand's jerking off.
Yeah. They put a flag up over the bed and that's there.
Yeah, that's it.
Number eight, Roommates from 1981. It was the first porn to be done from a woman's perspective.
Oh.
So it was a POV from a woman's perspective?
Yeah.
That sounds like the worst porn ever.
Worst selling porn of all time, yeah.
Number nine, Fashionistas from 2002. Currently holds the record for the most avian film nominations. 22 in all.
It almost sounds like you said avian, like bird.
What was the name, what was the name of that one again?
Fashionistas. Okay. And it was considered the first mainstream porn to heavily feature S&M scenes.
Nice.
So there you go. That might have something to do with it.
S&M radio.
And 2005 brings us number 10, Pirates. I actually have seen this one. This was the first porn film with $1 million budget.
I have heard of this. They had a lot of production value.
Yeah.
It's crazy because most have like a $25 budget.
Right, and that's just on coke.
Yeah. They have a $200 budget. They buy the black couch.
The level of special effects and production values as well as the sex caught everyone by surprise.
I'm amazed. I watched the whole thing.
Porn's free. How do they make their money back on something like that?
I don't know. They always say at the beginning of the DVDs, they do their own, like, don't steal because then we won't fuck anymore.
So
every time you illegally download a porn, that's...
one last vagina had sex with.
He's trying to really struggle what it says because he doesn't pay attention to that part at all.
is getting the lube out.
That's news, and I'm sticking to it.
Colin Quinn, everyone.
We're just getting warmed up.
Just getting warm.
Very happy with the first part of this.
We're all moist.
Beers have been drinking. Babies are cooing and cawing over excited. Mm. To me, she's laughing. That's all I can hear is like, oh, my Uncle Blake is hilarious. Chihuahua.
Brett Conlon here for Dude Wiper.
Wipes.
The only wipe solution to your dingleberry troubles. Dude Wipes.
I like it.
Sell out. Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at burns1ip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome back to the show, all my friends. Are you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gum, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, a friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee, but if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at RockyTopVapor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20%. That is an entire 20%. You spend $10, you're going to pay $8, and that'll be off your entire order. Thanks, Rocky Top Vapor.
Do you like craft beer? Do you like music? If you don't like either of those, I hope you at least like laughing. And if I've still got your attention, the reason I'm asking is this. I want you to check out my upcoming podcast called Drunken Lullabies. I'm joined by my co-host Blake Szymanski and a rotating cast of characters. We do beer reviews, play music by bands we think you need to know, make you laugh a lot, and hopefully get you tipsy right along with us. We'll be bringing you a new episode every Sunday, and we hope you'll close your weekends out with us at Drunken Lullabies. We'll educate you on new beers to try, new albums to hear, and make you laugh at nonstop pop culture references and juvenile behavior, which is what you've come to expect from the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse. Look us up at fcfnetwork.com. We'll see you on the Sabbath. Cheers.
Sounds like a pretty good show, if you ask me.
Eh.
But what do I know? I think we need a new commercial, though. I think that one's a little dated right now.
Yeah,
maybe we can work on
it's
it.
It's not your upcoming show.
I've been doing some commercial work lately.
Have you?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Pretty good.
What's an example of one of the commercials?
I just got endorsed by Dude Wipes.
Aside from the money they spend on you as a spokesperson, what would you personally say about Dude Wipes?
I would say they saved my life a couple times.
Okay.
Especially lately. And this is a true story. I had to stop and shit on the way
true
to
story.
Work the other day.
Dude Wipes.
Like, I'm 29 years old and I had to stop and shit in a cornfield on the way to work.
Wow.
What did you have for breakfast?
I had nothing.
No, that'll do
I couldn't imagine if I had something. It would have pushed it out even sooner.
Just take a corn cob up there.
You just got some in the glove compartment and you were just good to go, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, they sent me a case of Dude Wipes every week.
Every week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't use them all. I give them away to family and things like that.
You know? Can you use them on a baby's butt, or is it...
It's only dudes.
Is it two... dudes.
A long time forgotten, the dreams of this fell by the
way. I was trying to get in the mood.
Okay. Thank good you. Life he promised ain't what she's living.
All right, this is... little Waylon Jennings we're playing right now.
Why is that?
But she never
I don't know. It's pretty good. That's Willie. All right, here we go.
Waylon and Willie.
Just from Waylon Jennings to Wham.
Why not?
I see a theme here.
We're going to play Because I Said So, and I have a lot of dude father friends, and you've recently become a father for the second time.
That I know of, yeah.
That you know of, that you know that you're actually going to have to pay for. And we just thought we'd catch up. How old is Waylon now?
3 months today.
3 months today.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's a first baby.
I don't know how many weeks that is. People always like, my baby's
12
92 weeks,
weeks
old. And I got to do like a Einstein equation on a chalkboard or something.
Nani, do you do it by the month or by the week?
By the month.
Do you? Good. So I won't have to see like a 13th month, 13th week picture with a little blocks that say 13 weeks?
No. No.
Okay.
No, you won't see those.
Well.
We haven't even gotten a 3 month picture yet.
What?
Maybe tonight when we go home.
What does that mean?
Are you charting Nani's boob?
Wait, what are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, dads. We're dads. Finn, how old is Finn?
Finn is almost four. He'll be four in October.
Growing faster.
October 2nd, if you want to send presents to the house.
I don't. I mean, I will.
We got plenty of dude wipes.
Right, right. Don't send any more of those.
Damn.
It's all I'm good so for. Now you have a little girl now.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between having a little boy and a little girl for you?
It's a vagina, I think.
Well, yeah. Well,
I think so.
Come on, guys.
I might be. I don't know.
The first thing that I told everybody was like, it's really weird wiping poop out of a vagina.
Been yeah. there, done that.
Yeah. It's
a flesh
it's
envelope.
A different feeling.
I don't have any daughters, and it's happened to me many a time.
You've had to wipe shit out of a vagina before as an adult man.
But other than that, no, I haven't seen a really big difference, you know?
So, the name Waylon, did mm-hmm. it come, was she named after Waylon Jennings?
No, I love Waylon Jennings, but no.
Okay.
It
was a top secret for, like, the whole
time. It was very secret, top. Yeah. We didn't really care, we just knew it really pissed people off.
Oh, so, yeah, so right,
just
that's
keep
cool.
It secret.
I hate that.
Yeah. People like you, Jason, you're my inspiration. No, we were, I think... We were driving somewhere, right, to coming back from some park or something, and when Finn was born, I was actually trying to get him to be named Waylon, but Finnegan was the name that we compromised on. So we
were you, back the to name park. You were told he was going to have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just shut up.
Been there.
Finn.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But so we're driving back, and then so this name's been in the back of my mind the whole time. My older brother has tried to get his son's name Dylan. He wanted him to be named Waylon. Apparently, most women just hate the name Waylon. I don't know. I don't get it, but. Not this one. Not this lady over here.
But Nani likes you so much
yeah.
that she said, yes, that's a wonderful name.
Well, she was the one that brought it up, and I had never brought it up. And she's like, oh. She's like, hey, even if it's a girl, I think we should name it Waylon. And I was like, what the fuck did you just say? Who have you been talking to? You shut your mouth right now.
So she brought that up on her own.
Yeah. So I was like, all right.
Did you play it off real cool? Be like, ah, sure. I that's like, what you want, honey.
I guess.
Like, that's an all right name. Yeah. No, I was pretty ecstatic.
So there's a lot more pink in your house now?
No.
No?
No. In the baby's room, there's a some gold and some pink. She did all the decorating.
Gold, huh?
Yeah.
So that record really took off. Gold.
Wow. Yeah.
What about frankincense and myrrh? Did you get any of that?
Not
we were going to bring some, but we ate it on
we're
the
not,
way.
We're not the wisest guys you've ever seen. We know what fucking frankincense is.
So, you know,
but no, there's no tons of pink everywhere. You know, that might change. I don't know.
So Nani is back to work,
mm-hmm.
And you're finishing up school.
I am.
You have a blusterous career in music.
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage all this stuff, be able to please your love interest, and still find time to be a father? How do you balance it all?
You know, we've been doing less music lately, so that has definitely helped. And that was something that we planned. You know, we're like, hey, once baby pops out of her, just gotta take a break for a while. You know, so
keep them wanting more.
That's right.
That's the way I say.
Any new inspiration as being a father for the second time, as far as songwriting goes?
Yeah, I wrote this song, but then it was With Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Oh, you know what? I find a lot of singer songwriters fall back into Scott Stapp territory. It's kind of an easy gutter.
Just don't go crazy like
that. I think one of the last times I was on, we played that tape of him going crazy.
Oh, yeah. That was after I met him.
Oh, yeah. That was after the big meeting.
In Bloomington, right?
Yeah, I met him at Bloomington. I went to a sound check, and then 2 weeks later, he's fucking insane.
You said he's a real swell guy, right?
He was. He was super happy to take a picture with me. I didn't even want to get it. He was just so enthusiastic about taking a picture with me. I'm like, well, okay, I don't want to let you down.
Someday soon you're going to have your own podcast.
Yeah, this is going to be good for you to talk
Scott
about.
Scott Stapp could be your featured artist of the week sometime.
Also, he was wearing flip-flops or sandals up
was
on
he?
Stage.
Oh, man. It's happened already.
And cargo short. Well, this was during soundcheck. I think. Okay. I hope he changed before the show. But
oh, boy.
It was I'm also wearing cargo shorts.
It was backwards ball cap and cargo shorts and
left my hat in the car.
Sandals.
And a white
and 2 weeks
white
later,
t-shirt.
His ex-wife is saying he's insane, and he's telling her the FBI is following him. So, Nani, good luck.
You're going down a dangerous road, my friend.
I'm glad I caught it ahead of time, though.
Yeah, cut off the pass.
This is actually an intervention. I can change. I can change.
We've heard your new songs, and we do not like the staff influence songs.
Nani called me. Nani called me, and she's like, I got a recording of him in the living room. Listen to this song. I'm like, we'll get him over here.
There's no more, like, country influence at all, and every vocal line just ends with like a something like that,
a Jesus Christ pose.
I also find it interesting. I just realized this, that I'm sitting at the table. I'm the only one that has. Well, no, I'm not the only one that has a son, but I'm the only one that doesn't have any girls.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what is for new dads out there? What is a tip for fathering?
Wipe front to back.
That's good. That's what I figured out so far.
Is that what you figured out?
Yeah.
Dustin?
Yeah, the front to back thing's important.
It's all you need to know.
It is.
The rest is golden.
Yeah.
Hopefully, and hopefully have another, like, you know, and when she's older, mm-hmm. there's going to be lots of questions, but, you know, I'm just like, just go talk to your mom.
Yeah. Now,
she knows about all the lady stuff.
Is Finn morphing into the big brother, or is he?
Oh yeah, he's a super good big brother. He always wants to help out and hold her.
He's
brass
already
knuckles.
Punching her and
yep.
stuff.
Get a pair of brass knuckles, and he just stands in front of her, like the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yep. He doesn't go to Chuck E. Cheese. I lied to him. You know, like white lies that you tell your kids.
Sure, I love him.
We drove by, and he's like, "Dad, can we go to Chuck E. Cheese?" And I was like, "You can only go there on your birthday. That's the rules." And he's like, "Oh, okay."
He bought it. Huh?
I was just trying to avoid conflict.
Wait till he runs into one of his friends. They're like, man, Finn, I was just at Chuck E. Cheese over the week. I didn't know I missed your birthday. He's like, it was not my birthday.
Fuck my dad.
Not literally.
Have sex with my dad. I will be the one who loves you
till the end of time. Meet me in a men's rest stop bathroom.
I was like, oh, I was just passed a note. It had my name on the front of it. And it's this next thing. Who is you? Is it a friend of mine? Who is you? Is it my brother? Who is you? Somebody hurt my son. Who is you? I can't take this stuff no more. Kid is not my son.
Who is you?
Who is you is a game that is going to cause problems. Okay, first of all,
Jason and I are not partners again,
so they're going to complain because they're both going to do shitty, and they're going to blame me and you.
Brett, I have more confidence in me and you,
okay,
than Blake and Jason.
I trust you.
Okay,
you know how to play, right?
Vaguely.
Okay, we're
it's
gonna,
like what is it? Password.
Kind of. We have a list of names of famous people, and you're going to have three. How much time do we give?
You got 3 minutes to go through 10 names.
You got to give clues. Can't say the name.
Okay. You can't say rhymes.
If you don't know who it is.
Don't do the.
Oh, we can't do the rhymes.
No, that's not fair.
All right. Well, you can get creative if you don't know who they are.
Okay. Do you need water, or milk, or a heat source? Do you need something in particular?
Heat source.
Okay.
For the listeners at home, used to Waylon's being prepared to be fed.
How are we chopping this up, Blake?
Don't we all wish we were?
Blake, are you and
Blake,
I?
Blake was drooling, and we didn't know why he had that big gaze in his eyes.
I was like, why is it in a baggie with powder in it? I thought it was supposed to just come out of the bra.
What's wrong with your boobs?
I can see you after the show just really pushing her back into breastfeeding. Like, you ever see any of those like breastfeeding is natural pages or anything?
I look
Ronnie?
Them
like,
up on X Hamster.
I do like those videos when they squirt it out at the guy.
Well, now we know one thing he looks up.
Yep.
Asian milk squirters. That'll work.
You get so many different videos with those keywords, I'm sure.
Yes.
Super stokers.
Yeah, so we got 3 minutes to go through 10 names.
Cheating. No cheating.
Me and Jason, is that what it's going to be?
Sure. Yeah. That's you and I, and then it'll be Dustin and Brett. And then since we've played before, I think you and I should go first so Brett can kind of get a feel for what's going on. Now, would you like to give the clues first?
I'll give first.
All right, one of you guys needs to set up 3 minutes on your telephonos.
Dustin, you want to?
Yeah, let me find that here on the clock.
And then you can keep track, too, on your paper.
It would take 3 minutes.
So you're going first. Ready?
So you're
going
to read them to me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
And away we go.
Big fat SNL. Down by the river.
Chris Farley.
African-American black and white TV kid star. Eddie Murphy.
Buckwheat.
Very good. Big fat hockey fan that
Kevin Smith.
Yep.
Pass.
racist cook. Female racist cook.
Paula Deen.
Who's the boss?
I don't know. Judith Light.
Italian boxer.
Tony Danza.
Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
Blonde.
Yeah.
You're awful. It's the shit.
I can see him in my. Okay. Wolfgang Puck. No. I skip him.
famous painter. I think only had one ear.
Van Gogh.
Okay. I think he played 007 once.
Daniel Craig. Roger Moore.
No, he was also on
Sean
TV.
Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan.
Yes. Star Wars.
Mark Hamill.
Creator of Star Wars, sorry.
George Lucas.
Yes.
Two left.
I don't know that girl. Let's go back to the guy with the...
Build up his name some other way, because I can see the guy.
Race car driver, Jeff...
Oh, Gordon Ramsay.
Okay. Okay.
It's the same way with this girl.
Okay.
Gassy lady. Roseanne Barr.
Queef Latifah.
That is my answer. Queef Latifah. How about iTunes like that for a show title?
It'd be acceptable.
I totally do not know anything about this person.
What is the name? Because can you do not rhymes, but like, can you build the name some other way from some other, like you did with Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, yeah. She was, no, that's not going to work either. How much time do I have?
Carrie Fisher.
208.
I have two.
No, that's what you're at right
now.
Yeah,
50 seconds.
You guys almost were done at like a minute ago.
I don't know anything about this person.
Well, the name is in no way that you can deconstruct it and build it.
The last name, no. The first name is too average.
Well, can you give me an example of someone else?
No.
First name? No, okay. Okay.
No one else in the world.
30 seconds.
So, Jason, how's that beer?
I'm actually drinking a dang butterscotch root beer. It's fantastic.
So awful.
So awful. Take a whiff.
No, it's gross.
Lick my tongue.
All right, this is Beepus because I can't do it.
All right.
Hey, hold on. So before we go, I will say that Couch Pilots.
Plug Couch Pilots.
Couch Pilots real quick. Micah Wright, the creator of Constant Pain, is now following us.
Nice.
So
that episode came out today. I listened to it in the car.
And he should, hopefully he.
And we're out of time.
Oh. Damn.
What was the name? Blake?
Kate Beckinsale? Who's that?
Underworld. She's married to Len Wiseman from the comedy Bang Bang. PFT always plays Len Wiseman.
Oh, but we got 9 out of 10, which is probably the
that's
best
probably
I've ever done.
That's probably that's a record for you guys.
Waylon is good luck for me.
That's pretty good.
You reading to me?
I'll read them to you.
You understand the game.
Right.
You feel
I
confident.
I understand, yes.
Okay.
Get your timer ready.
I understand the game. I don't feel confident, but I understand the game.
I'm going to give you a shout at one when you have 1 minute left and 10 seconds left. Are you ready?
All right.
I'm ready.
Go.
The guy who shot Kennedy.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Whips and Chains Exciter.
Kelly LeBrock?
No. She sang a song about it.
Whips and Chains. Adele?
No.
Elle King?
No. She always has ridiculous outfits.
Miley Cyrus?
No.
Move on to the next one.
I don't know who that is.
Was it Madonna?
No.
Okay, move on to the next one.
He starred in the show Friends.
David Schwimmer, Matthew yes. Perry. Okay.
She started the movie with the nuns.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Sister act, yeah.
Kathy and Jimmy?
This guy, I think he was on some crime show.
David Caruso?
No. Like maybe one of the CSI shows?
Joe Montana?
No.
I said Joe Montana. Crime show.
He's like a fat blonde guy, I think.
Fat blonde guy.
Like not Vincent fat
D'Onofrio?
Chubby. No.
No? Fat blonde guy on a crime... Philip Seymour Hoffman?
No.
He was not a crime
no.
show.
Okay, no, like go. A long... Like he's like a... Long, yeah. Not Law and Order, but like a long-running one of those shows. It wasn't like... Okay.
Okay, go to the next one.
What was he the known for? He was the star of that horrible movie Ghost Rider.
Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
That's your go-to Nicolas
sorry,
Cage movie.
I couldn't think of anything else right, he was in.
Let's go.
Okay, she's... I have no idea what song she sings. She's a pop singer.
Selena Gomez?
Nope.
Miley Cyrus?
If you just keep naming off Demi female Lovato. Pop singers, there's two of these people on this list.
Kesha?
No. Close.
Like, one
she's
minute.
Also of the African-American descent.
Queef Latifah?
No.
Rihanna?
No.
Oh, man. I'm running out of pop.
So close.
Janet Jackson?
No. Like modern. They're popular modern. Now.
Oh, Beyonce?
No.
Oh.
No.
See, he's trying to lead. That's that we get that by disqualification. Go to the next one.
I don't know who any of these people, other people are.
I'm the same way whenever.
This other lady is an old actress, but I don't know. She's very famous.
But I don't Elizabeth know Taylor?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
God, I'm trying to think of what other songs that... One of these chicks is very obvious. And you
Estelle
haven't
Getty.
10 seconds.
I haven't named it yet. Or named her yet. She used to be a songwriter for like other pop people. Than she
Lady Gaga?
Yes.
That's three.
All right, so we got three.
I love how pissed he
No, 3 minutes. I think you got six, right? All right. Does that look right to you, to your count?
Yeah.
Six, okay.
What were the ones that we didn't get to?
The Lucille Ball?
I love... You could have said it's... I love blank.
I would have said dick.
Yeah. Mark Ruffalo?
Okay, you could have said the Hulk?
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
But he was also...
Kiefer Sutherland is the guy from
Wasn't
the,
Mark Ruffalo also in...
Latina Kiefer Sutherland?
So I was waiting to tell this story, but we once joined a battle of the bands like on that night. They were like, "Hey, we need somebody else to join." It was me and a couple of the guys from my band, and then a couple other random musicians from the area. We're like, "We're gonna enter, but you guys need a band name." We're like, "Kiefer Sutherland." That's what they announced us as. Kiefer
nice.
Sutherland.
I just texted a picture
and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki Minaj! I would have got that. I just texted a picture of Nani. I mean Waylon. To my mom, and it says, "So big already. Looks like her dad." I put exactly, but I wasn't gonna put. Yeah, they do look big. Then I thought mom wouldn't get that one. All right,
you feel good? Are you psyched?
No, this is where I don't do so well.
All right, ready?
One, two, go.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Chuck Norris.
He's the small black kid on Different Strokes.
Webster.
No, the other one.
Oh, pass. I don't know what his name is.
Young Latino pop singer. Dated Justin Bieber.
Oh, I don't know what her name is. Go ahead next.
Uh-oh. Cubs announcer. Famous Cubs
Who
announcer.
Who are you?
The BJ Queen.
Lynn Fogelmark. Am I right? Did you...
The clue for Mr. Ramsey that you gave me.
Jeff Gordon?
Yeah, that one worked out.
You ever see that little nerdy girl from Pitch Perfect who sings the Cup song? One of the guys from Pink Floyd.
Oh, God, he just said his name earlier. He was just on TV, wasn't he? I don't know what his name is. Pink.
Like he drank a glass of...
Water. Waters.
What's the first name?
Ron Waters?
Getting close. First letter's right.
Rob Waters. Ralph Waters. Robbie Waters.
Ralph Waters.
Mom, name?
Imagine how different their career would be.
Randy. Ray Waters.
Take a swig from Ralph Waters Springs. Okay. The Million Dollar Man.
Ted DiBiase.
Your man crush.
Michael Ian Black.
Okay, let's go back to Pink Floyd.
Oh, my God, I love him.
Let's go back to Pink Floyd.
Wow.
Waters.
Okay, our name.
Ron.
You already said that.
Ray. Rick.
Clemens.
Roger.
Okay. The small black kid from Different Strokes. He.
What you talking about, Willis?
His last name is like camping gear. What's a famous camping gear brand?
Coleman. Gary Coleman.
Okay, and then the girl who's the Latino pop singer, you don't know who that is?
She was just on Saturday Night Live not that long ago.
You know the Mexican singer who was murdered in like the 90s, the real popular one?
Lieta or?
No? Okay. I feel like we might be at a standstill with these two. Where are we at time-wise?
2:15.
Okay. You know the girl, the Mexican girl in the 90s who was murdered by her like person who ran her fan club?
They made a movie, but I don't remember her name. Is Lita or something.
You're forgetting one of the other ones. You crossed it out, but he...
He didn't get it?
Blowjob Queen.
Blowjob Queen. He said her name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you wanted to say those words?
Yeah, those words.
Okay. Blowjob Queen is...
My mom. My mother.
Oh, boy. I really feel like that's good. and what's another way to say that? The last part's good.
Blank goes to college.
My mom goes to college. My mom. My college.
No.
My mom's a blowjob queen. Is that what you
want? My mom's the blowjob queen.
Is that what you're wanting?
He just wants that's you to say that minutes. Over and over.
Is that it? Three?
3 minutes. It was your mom.
Oh.
That was the...
Oh, was I supposed mom. To say your mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was trying to...
Blank goes to college. Your okay. mom goes
your
to college.
Your mom goes to college.
Which is very good, I think. I should. So what, are you going to give us that one or not? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I guess.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I feel like we got 8 on that one in a 3-minute capacity.
You did not get Selena Gomez or former number one girl, Anna Kendrick.
He said Selena Gomez earlier.
I know, too. Yeah.
Okay. Amongst every other pop singer besides Nicki Minaj.
Here's where we stand right now. You and I have a total of 17.
That's the best I've ever done.
Even if you guys get all 10, you'll be at 16. But I think that if you guys get all 10, we end it as a tie. Is that fair?
We'll see.
Okay.
I love you. Don't sound very confident.
No, Brett, this is what it is. When they're not partners, they're assholes. But sure. When they're partners, they're like this. Oh, this is a great game. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, 30 seconds? Oh.
I literally tie one hand behind my back when we do it.
Oh, that's talent.
Brianna doesn't like playing these games with me because I get competitive and, yeah. All right. All right. Ready?
You feel good?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set. Who is you?
All right, the guy who shot John Lennon.
I don't know his name.
Okay. Pop star wore the cone bra. I mentioned her earlier.
Madonna.
Yeah. Singer for Maroon 5.
Adam Levine?
Yep. 30 Rock, SNL, creator.
The creator of the show?
Yeah. Middle-aged lady, glasses, comedian. She's funny. Kind of cute. She's got a scar around her mouth. She's best friends with Amy Poehler. They're in tons of shit together.
Oh, Tina Fey?
There you go.
Okay. She's a difficult people.
Black golfer.
Tiger Woods?
Yep.
Wow.
The only
I had to rack my brain on that one.
Jamal Washington?
Housekeeping lady, crafty lady who got in trouble for
Martha
insider
Stewart?
Trading. Yep. Jewish comedian, makes a lot of movies, dated his Asian stepdaughter.
Woody Allen.
Yes. First winner of American Idol.
Oh, William Hung.
She bang.
She's Kelly
actually Clarkson?
Yeah, she's one of the few relevant ones.
Kelly Clarkson.
The lead guy in 30 Rock. Jack Donaghy.
Alex Baldwin. Alec Baldwin.
There you go. Famous British royalty died in a car crash.
Diana? Princess Diana?
Yep. Okay, let's go back to the guy who shot John Lennon. It's three names.
Oh, boy.
Two first names. Who is Luke Skywalker? The real first name of Luke Skywalker.
So, okay, Mark.
Okay.
You guys have a minute and a half. You can do it.
Blank and Goliath.
Mark, David.
Okay. And, she sings the song Cars, Tracy.
I got a fast car.
I don't know.
Otherwise, I would say former Charlotte Hornets point guard Rex Blank.
if you have dry lips, what's something that you put on?
Carmex?
Four letters. Blank stick.
Mark David. Oh, Carmex.
Chap. What are you? Are you a woman
Chapman?
Or a... There you go.
Mark David Chapman?
There you go.
Hey. Boom. 10. He did it.
We're going to give him a tie.
With 52 seconds left, I think that should play into it.
You guys are the winners.
Yeah, we had some
You're the winners. Good job.
I got four compound
fractures.
That one. Yeah.
Very good, gentlemen.
Oh, who is you? I
will be your hobby.
Nope. Somebody had my soul now. Who is you?
I can't take this stuff no more. All right. We ready to hear about some releases?
Let's hear about them.
All right.
Sweet release.
I'm reading this cold. Let's see how it goes. Episode 256, Saber Point, is now available. I was on that one. Episode 257, Hey Buddy, is now available. That was a good one. Episode 259, our next episode, inevitably titled Zach Moore's Code, will be available on Friday, July 29th. And don't forget, Saturday, July 23rd is National Hot Dog Day. Lips, snouts, tails, anuses, and other mechanically separated parts. Thank you, pigs, for making the ultimate sacrifice.
Love pigs.
Love them.
Also, Monday, July 25th, is Culinarians Day. Personally, I'm a Presbyterian, but I suppose as long as we're all praying to the same goat-headed God, it doesn't really matter.
Nice.
Pretty good jokes.
You got to be pleased with how I read that one. Can you imagine how it could have gone if somebody else was here? And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and they will be read live. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show.
Very good. Thank you very much, Dustin.
You're welcome very much.
You did a great job.
Thanks.
I think...
Yeah.
This is one for the ages. I think... When you look back on
it's a good year for the roses.
Good year for the roses. When you look back on IBWIP as a whole, you look at this episode and say, damn, this is where they started to get good.
Finally.
I think
9.5 years in.
I think Ralph Waters is going to be happy with this one.
Brett, congratulations on your new daughter.
Thank you.
Congratulations Thank you. On...
Congratulations on impregnating Nani...
I still got it.
And still being here 9 months later.
Now, did you guys go and figure out, like, what day it was, like, what night it was, or what
I think we tried to pinpoint it. Do you want to attest to that?
Do you want
to
describe in detail how that went?
It
lasted 2 days? Brett G. Me Christmas. No wonder.
It's reading Sting's diary.
if I come inside her at least 57 times, she's going to get pregnant.
Dump and run.
Nice.
No whiskey dick, huh?
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
You don't want to...
It's probably the night of that wedding.
The night of the wedding.
Oh.
The night of that wedding.
She didn't catch the bouquet.
She caught a pearl necklace instead.
It had to be sometime in July.
Oh, well. Yeah.
There's a couple of fun nights in there.
All right. Well,
I don't say too much.
That's awesome.
You need to consult your diary and see what you wrote down.
Keep a phone.
I just wrote "got her" in big letters.
Blasted.
Got him,
Mr. Face.
Wintner.
What's that?
I should have said Mr. Butt. It would have been closer.
Her face Mr. Butt.
Her face.
Mr. Butt.
Congratulations, Mr. Butt.
Here we go. That's an episode.
No, but it's awesome to see you guys, and it's a beautiful baby. And I don't know. It's pretty awesome. Any future life plans going on in the near future?
Not
finishing
really.
School, just kind of kicking it.
Yeah, I'm finishing school, and then she's going to actually think about going back to school again.
Wow.
It's not like... immediately, but sometime. And I don't know. We're going to try to...
Why? She says her job is really easy.
It is really easy. It is really easy. Today, she was home for... she was home for like 80% of her work day. Okay. And she's like, oh, I got to go meet with this girl real quick.
You can give me the email address to send my resume to.
It might be a good job for you, working with teenage pregnant girls.
Hey!
Oh, geez.
They can't get pregnant again.
Perfect! Booyah! I am there.
Irish like, twins.
Booyah. Yeah.
Listen, honey, I know how it is. It's a rough life. Jason,
yeah.
You are entrusting your daughter's life in my hands for a whole weekend coming up this weekend.
God have mercy on yourself.
Mutual friends.
You've been asking
camping.
What it's like to have a daughter.
Oh no, I don't. I would never do well with a daughter. I can't. I can't. I don't know anything about girls. I don't. Obviously,
I'm about ready to enter the fun stage. Mine starts high school.
Oh boy.
Yep.
I'm excited for her to go camping with you and come back and realize what a great dad I am.
It's probably true. I will not tolerate. Ooh, there's a bug. I will not tolerate that. We're having banana boats. Does she like bananas?
Sure.
Okay. We're having banana boats and s'mores.
Sounds good to me.
Dustin.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to plug? I just skipped Jason because he doesn't plug it anyway. So.
I have this podcast. We heard a commercial earlier about it called Drunken Lullabies. You guys, maybe on an upcoming episode. I know Jason is a regular.
Yeah.
He's there on the regs?
Yeah. It's a fun time. We always good. We drink beer and talk bullshit and play great music. I've had a lot of bands on lately, getting some new listeners, hopefully. So,
yeah, and like I said, I don't drink beer, but I always enjoy the episodes.
I appreciate that.
The Father's Day episode, which we got a month ago.
We drank with our dads.
I even texted him afterwards, and I was like, you know.
It was really sweet of you.
I was actually teary-eyed.
Which I don't think that, like, unless you're crying from laughter.
How drunk did you guys get?
No,
Blake was crying.
No, I'm going to explain. I'm going to explain because
we played Cats in the Cradle like for a full hour.
You guys just
he
got
was
drunk
bawling like Mason Reese.
Let's close the book, please. On Mason
no,
Reese.
But it was really cool because you know they were drinking beers. They were kind of talking about you know dadness and sonness. And at the end, you know, Dustin and Blake both kind of did some poignant stories that they remember about their fathers, you know, that they'll always, and it was just really, it was very emotional. It was very emotional because my dad's an asshole. Right. And I don't have that. So it was just like, oh, you know, and there's something going on with me. And I think this is for a whole off the show, but we'll go ahead and talk about it anyway. So, you know, I get pretty emotional listening to that episode.
Yeah.
And then I listened to Steve Martin's newest book where he talks about his relationship with, or lack thereof, with his father and then his father's death. And then, so I got a little teary-eyed at work, you know, listening to that. And then I listened to the audiobook of Michael Ian Black, one of his book from 2012.
He talks about his mom a lot?
Where he talks about his dad.
Okay.
This is the one from 2012.
Gotcha.
Talks about his lack of relationship with his dad and then his dad dying. And I thought to my, and I started bawling. I'm like, either I need to fix something. Or
you want your dad to
die. Or just want my dad to be dead. And you know what I figured it out? I want my dad to be dead.
The Steve Martin book, is it Born Standing Up? Is that the name of it?
That's the older one, isn't it?
No, yeah.
Because if you did, thanks for giving it away for me.
Oh, no,
it's on my book.
It's definitely
now. I know the dad dies at the end.
Born Standing Up, but it's he doesn't die in the end. He dies in the middle.
Oh, okay. So there's still more
still
to the story.
And the Michael Ian Black is you're not doing it right.
Okay.
So
that's what Molly says to you every night.
Exactly. That's why I got it. I was like, first of all, one of my favorite comedians. Second of all, I hear this phrase all the time.
Third, your man crush.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the other night I was putting the plug in my own butt, and Molly said, "You're not doing that right at all." Jason, anything you want to plug real quick before we go?
Sure. Listen to Couch Pilots. I guess it's a free show. We're trying to get up to 42 listeners
every Monday. I listen to it on my drive to work.
Comes out every Monday. If you ever wonder about what happens to TV shows that don't make it, we might have the answer for you. TV shows that had one and one only episode, that's the only way we'll watch them and talk about them is if they failed. And sometimes we get feedback from creators or people involved with it. So check out Couch Pilots, just like Dustin said, every Monday only on the FCF Network.
Thank you, everybody. Nani, did a great job, as always. Waylon, you're probably the best guest I've ever had. Not near as mouthy as the rest of them.
Hey, folks. Brett Conlon here for Lester's Fixin's Bacon Soda. Have a few days off work coming up or are purposely trying to get sick? Try bacon soda in your grocer's freezer.
I hear it's pretty bad.
It's bad.
Truth in advertising.
It's so bad.
Just drink the bacon soda, and then when you got mud butt the next day, get some dude wipes.
It's called vertical integration. This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.